those who can do fancypantsgangsters.com.
PSM Media presents the Forever in Dude Jeans Barrelcast with Pete St. Martin.
Punch. That's right. This is Pete St. Martin. I'm your cult leader. Welcome to the Forever in Dude Jeans Barrelcast, the Barrelcast that teaches you how to give a fuck. Today is February 7th. It's Thursday, 2013, 12:40 p.m. afternoon time. Oh, boy. Oh, geez. Haven't released an episode in a while. And that's because I've been busy. So, kiss my butt. This is the first episode since we did the Metallica show in January. That show was really good. Thank you all for coming out to that. I think that's the best show we've played here in a while. Had some new songs. We did some things. It was probably a little more polished than our shows have been. I think we're really... You know, it only took 8 years, but I think we're finally figuring out how to put on a show that is worth paying for. Yeah. All right. Good. Good job. Thanks for coming. It was a great time. Hope you had a blast. Start off with this today. If you've been following along, I'm working three jobs right now. I'm just trying to generate a whole bunch of money, get a nice big studio going. Make sure everybody's nice and happy and fed. And one of the jobs that I do is a forklift job. I've talked about it on here before, but God, it is so fucking cold outside. It's like knives. You know when you walk outside and it's just like... there's some things that I think that I forget about with winter. And when you walk outside and it's basically like... every square inch of exposed skin is just like being stabbed with knives. It just pisses me right the fuck. Oh, God, I can't. And you just can't do anything about it. Well, and then, of course, I work a job which is outside for all intents and purposes. I'm in a warehouse that's not heated. It's on a gigantic slab of concrete, which is when it becomes cold after a few days of like sub-zero temperatures. Eventually, it becomes colder on that slab of concrete than it actually is outside. Your feet freeze because you're essentially working on top of a big ice cube. So you got this frozen concrete I'm working on and like knives going into my face. I wear a face mask and then you get like you're driving around with the forklift and you get like tears just frozen onto your face, and the liquid in your eyes is freezing, and God forbid if anything drips out of your nose, because then gets right into your mustache, for those of you that have them. But the one thing I will say about having a job like this, especially this time of year, I get like stuck inside. You get that feeling too when you get stuck inside and you just like need to fucking go outside and do something. Like this, the forklift job, having a job that you just fucking can hate for 4 hours a day, sometimes more than 4 hours. It's actually kind of a release. I show up, force myself into the door because I can't fucking stand walking in there. But once you get going and you just start freezing and you go, you want to do anything but be there. And then after a couple hours, you get used to just being freezing fucking cold. There's one thing I found out too. You can try to battle the cold. You get those little hand warmer things and you can wear like 8,000 layers and like tons of face masks and stuff. But the best way to battle the cold is just be cold. Let your body temperature drop. And then you're sort of acclimate to the environment around you. So, freezing your balls off. You're in the cold. You're forklifting. And you're just hating everything. And it's really a nice release. At the end of the day, I go home. And I'm like, oh, God. Thank God that is over. And then I get like an hour to myself to clean the house and then go back to bed and start it all over again. But man, it is a nice release. I at least don't have that feeling that I have of a typical winter where it's like, you're going stir crazy because you haven't exercised and you're just stuck in a house. I'm going stir crazy for other reasons. Another thing that I forget about winter, how goddamn dry the air is. Oh my God. It's like you breathe in your nose and your nose just does everything that it can to not bleed all over the place. Because it's like, ugh, I need moisture in here, in my nose. So I was listening to the last episode and started off all nice and depressed. And, you know, maybe it's just me being self-conscious. I'm trying to be honest here. Trying to also have this be like an open book type situation. I mean, you need to have an opinion. You need to just put your opinions out there. I think that's what makes good radios. You know, you can disagree with me, but I want to fucking put out my opinion. That's, yeah, listen to me, asshole. So, but the other thing is, I don't know. I listened to it and I was like, God, this is fucking heavy and depressing. I need to stop focusing on being depressed, which is hard to do when I am depressed. And I have been depressed the last few weeks. But, I don't know, I feel like things are moving on the uphill slope, slowly drowning in debt, but we will sort of trudge our way out of that. You know, you got kids, you got to pay for the kids. The kids have to put food where their face is. You know, that shit's not cheap. It's really not. So I'm going to try to maybe incorporate things that are a little more lighthearted. We don't need to talk about... Well, here's the other thing, though, too. It's also kind of my... Fucking button. There's a... button on the microphone got pushed. It's also my goal to sort of take a positive spin on things, though. So when I talk about being depressed, I don't want it to be necessarily depressing. And I don't think that necessarily everything should be depressing, whether it's actually depression or not related. But having said that, I'm going to try to do a few more things that are not quite so Eeyore-ish. But I still want to keep that up-close, personal feel. I want to share things with you guys, okay? This is my life I want to share with you. But I understand at the same time that you also want to listen to this without having to open a fucking vein. So to help me out today, there's a guy that you may know. He was a singer of a band called Pantera. He was also in a band called Down. Or he is in a band called Down. His name is Phil Anselmo. Dr. Phil Anselmo will be on the show. He told me to call him Dr. Phil Anselmo. He's going to come on the show here.
Someone say Phil Anselmo.
Well, he's here already. Welcome, Dr. Phil.
Fuck you, man. I'm here. I'm goddamn ready to help out some motherfucking people. All I want to do is smoke acid and heroin.
Well, okay. Have a seat.
Thank you. Go fuck yourself. This is a bunch of fucked up bullshit. I got a goddamn doctorate. I'm a motherfucking, goddamn expert in psychology now.
Really? Well, can you explain that? I mean, last I knew, you're a musician. You're singing in a band called Down. You,
Well, let me explain something here to you, goddammit. What's your name?
My name's Pete. This is the Forever and Dude Jeans Barrelcast.
That's fucking stupid. Barrel, what?
Yeah, it's the Barrelcast.
Anyways.
All right.
I'm here because, you know, there's too much fucked up shit in the goddamn world. People listening to goddamn experts on music and goddamn life. I want people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They're eating a goddamn tuna melt. I just got done eating one myself.
All right.
That's what I call it when I get done eating a goddamn piece of pussy with some cheese. I just lay right on the hood.
Yes. So, you're a doctor now.
Goddamn right.
And you're going to dispense advice to the list to us. That's why you're here.
Fucking A, man. You know, all I've been doing for fucking years is telling people that heavy music ain't dead and gone. Well, y'all do me a favor and do fucking 20 push-ups right now. You're a bunch of fucking flabby, fat-ass motherfuckers.
All right.
Listen up. Fuck you, man. Don't listen to fucking anything you have to say. Don't listen to anything goddamn experts have to say. I am a goddamn hurricane. Fuck it. Next hurricane that happens should be called Hurricane Phil Anselmo. Because I'm going to come to your town. I'm going to fuck you up. Fuck you.
Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like you're not taking a typical approach to helping people out with their problems. Would that be correct?
That's goddamn right. You know, these hoe bags fucking walk around. They try to say, go to fucking college. Fuck that. Who needs fucking college? You know who needs college? Goddamn experts. What?
Okay. I take it that you have a problem with people who are experts in things.
Yeah. Fucking A. God damn it, you got this fucking Dr. fucking Oprah and Mr. Oz, whatever the fuck that guy's fucking name is. He wouldn't know his head from a goddamn watermelon-covered bologna sandwich. And all I want to know is, why the fuck doesn't anything that they have to say apply to my goddamn life? All I want to do is not have any more back surgery, go out to the drugstore, pick up some Oxycontin, maybe do a bag of heroin, and maybe snort some paint. What the fuck? You know what? God damn it. Fuck it. What the fuck else are you going to do in life if you're not going to get some goddamn shit done? You know what I'm saying?
No, not especially.
Well, fuck you, man. What the fuck do you know?
Well, I guess, can you start off with any sort of, what kind of life tips are you giving your patients and things? Do you have patients? You're a doctor now.
God damn it. I got all these people coming to me with their fucking pussy whip fucking ideas. They got all these problems and shit. They're like, hey, my wife is leaving me because I killed the fucking dog yesterday. And I say, good, fuck that dog and fuck your wife. In fact, what the fuck are you doing here? Go out, buy some heroin.
So, are you basically just pushing drugs on people?
Hell yeah. Who the fuck? I mean, you know, you go through some shit in life. You know what I'm saying there? See, Pete? You Pete?
Yeah, I'm Pete.
Yeah, Rick. So, in life, you got to get ahead. You got to get ahead of every motherfucker in front of you and start a goddamn riot. Start punching people. Stick some pencils in someone's fucking cheek. Pull that shit out so you get a goddamn wider mouth. You kind of look like half the Joker from that movie, that Batman's.
Batman.
Hey, would you shut the fuck up? I'm trying to get a goddamn... All I'm trying to do is get my goddamn voice heard.
Right, but if you're a psychologist or are you a psychiatrist or psychologist?
I'm both. I got a fucking PhD and an MD. Suck my dick.
Okay, but don't you think you should spend some time actually, like, listening to people? You're interrupting me a lot, and you're actually not...
Well, let me tell you something, goddammit. I used to sing in a band called Pan Fucking Terra. If you haven't heard of it before, I suggest you go out and buy every goddamn album, starting with goddamn Vulgar Display of Power, then get some Cowboys from Hell, then get Far Beyond Fucking Driven. If you like those, maybe you move on to Southern Trendkill, and then you get the one that nobody listened to.
Yeah, I have all of those.
Yeah.
Great job. I think you're a great singer, a great front man. I'm not so sure about the psychology thing, though. You don't.
Well,
I mean,
check it out. You know, I went to school. I went to goddamn college. And the only thing that I got out of it was a fucking headache. If you go to goddamn college, you're a goddamn fucking idiot. There's no reason to go to college. Don't go to college. It's fucking stupid. Get all the degrees, then get online, get on Twitter, and go to Dr. Phil Anselmo, because that's where you'll find all my expert advice, how to live a life full of documentaries about heroin.
All right. Well, heroin documentaries. Dr. Phil, will you stick around with us for a minute?
Fucking A. Fuck it. Yeah. I got nothing else to do.
All right, let's do a commercial.
Whoa! What is that? It's a guitar. How do you know how to play guitar? Go to psmguitarlessons.com and learn. I've been teaching for 12 years. Trust me, I'm awesome. Guess what else? psmmedia.com. You want to record a music video? You want to record a commercial? You want to do a podcast? All these services are available. psmmedia.com or just go to PeteSaveMartin.com. You're my best friend.
Hey, we're back. Once again, that commercial has inaccurate information, but man, we're getting so close. PeteSaveMartin.com is coming up. I just met with Matt, the fabulous web guy. I want to get him on the program here coming up, but sitting here with Dr. Phil Anselmo.
Yeah, what's going on, motherfucker?
Yeah, Dr. Phil.
What up?
Every week on the show, we do what's called a universal truth. Would you like to help me out with that?
Fucking hey, I'll do what I can, motherfucker.
So here it is, this week's universal truth. You don't have to be ignored. This is coming from a place that, if you really want to get something done, get out there and do it. With the barrel cast, we haven't even begun to scratch the surface yet. You know what I'm saying, Phil?
Fuck yeah. What?
Well, what I'm trying to say is this barrel cast will be so much more than what it is right now. We're starting off small. We're just generating money at this point. We're going to release as many episodes as possible. I'm going to start blogging and blah, blah, blah. But, for popularity and getting well known and all those things, you just got to get out there and make people, it's possible to not be ignored. If you go out, you start getting in people's faces, you start going, hey, this is what I got going on here. People will start paying attention. You just do something, grow a dick. Go out there, don't be ignored, just go out and do something that people have never seen before. Phil, you know what I'm talking about, how did Pantera get started?
Well, fuck, this one time, let me tell you something, one time I went outside, I started just throwing my shoes at every single person I could see, and I started punching my shoe right into their face, stuffing my goddamn shoelaces right up their nose, pulling them out their ears, and kneeing them right in the throat. You knee someone in the throat, they will not forget it.
Exactly. Whatever you have to do to get someone's attention, you just go and you knee them in the throat, or you start a fire. How about starting a fire?
I've burnt down several churches.
Wow. So burn down a church or knee someone in the throat. Whatever you do, especially if it comes to like art, music, being in a band, having a podcast, you just got to get out there and just keep pushing it. Keep pushing it. Keep pushing it. People will get annoyed as shit with you, but then they won't be able to ignore it anymore. If you start posting billboards and banners all over the place saying, eat Phil Anselmo's tuna melts.
Fucking A. Goddamn tuna melts.
That's right. Yes. Whatever it is. whatever your thing is that you're doing, don't be ignored. Go out there and fucking do it. Hail Satan.
Follow the Forever in Dude Jeans Barrelcast on Twitter at PeteSTMarts for all the zany antics that you're sure to love. Email a picture of your penis to foreverindudejeans@gmail.com. Read what Pete thinks about your penis at Mutant Vampires, Zombies, and The Truth About Breakfast. Located at thetruthaboutbreakfast.blogspot.com. You're stupid.
No standard anymore. What it takes, who I am, where I've been, belong. You can't be something you're not. Be yourself, by yourself, stay away from me. A lesson learned in life, known from the dawn of time. Respect, walk, what'd you say? Respect, walk. You're talking to me.